Welcome to Reflecting God. Clifton Lauder profoundly affected the pastor I would become. I was a green-as-could-be rookie pastor. He was a successful farmer. He was also a student of God's Word, and he had sat under the teaching of some great pastors. His greatest impact didn't come from the conversations we had or from the insight from God's Word he shared as he taught. The greatest impact came every Sunday morning. As I stood up to preach, he would walk out of that small sanctuary, go down the steps into the basement of that church, would make his way to the furnace room where he had a chair waiting for him. That chair was positioned right under the pulpit in the sanctuary. It became his altar. As I stood to preach behind the pulpit, he would be sitting under that pulpit praying. I'm sure the growth we experienced had more to do with the prayers he had lifted than the preaching I was doing. I am also absolutely convinced the growth I experienced personally can be traced back to a man who was committed to praying for a young pastor who needed encouragement and not criticism. How often do you pray for your pastor? Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.